More than a century ago, American explorer John Wesley Powell described a divide through the middle of the country. To the west, it was arid. To the east, more humid. Powell predicted this would profoundly influence where and how people live and farm. Joe Wirtz of State Impact Oklahoma brings us the story. It's the latest in our series on the impacts of a warming climate.
Rancher Benji White pulls into a field at his family's ranch in western Oklahoma, which is framed by low hills and a shady tree-lined gully. And before the shifter hits park and the doors close behind him and his wife Lori, the Silver Ford pickup is surrounded.
The Red Angus breed, the main thing they're known for kind of is the docility of them is great, the temperament.
Red Angus pack on weight quickly and make well-marbled meat. The family breeds and sells the cattle to customers across the country. The Whites used to grow wheat and other grains, but ran into trouble with drought and an erratic market. So they left crops to focus on raising cattle.
Farming's kind of a one-shot deal. If you don't get rain where we're completely dry land, then you lose everything. Crop insurance doesn't really pay for all the expenses.
The change was one family's decision, but scientists say this shift, turning cropland into rangeland, could happen a lot more often. The arid American West appears to be moving east.
It's just a steady progression over the last 30-something years.
Richard Seeger is a climate scientist and professor at Columbia University, and he's the lead author of new research on the climate boundary that divides the country. For a century, that boundary, which separates arid western states with more humid ones in the east, has been located near the 100th meridian, which runs north from Mexico right through western Oklahoma. Seeger says climate change is pushing that boundary to the east.
That's partly because of rising temperature, which increases the amount of moisture the atmosphere can take out of the surface. But it's also partly because of projections of declining winter precipitation in the southwest.
Seeger says this climate boundary has likely moved 140 miles so far, closer to the 98th meridian. Jerry Hatfield runs the National Laboratory for Agriculture and the Environment in Ames, Iowa. He says if climate trends continue,
there will be areas of the United States that are typically called the Corn Belt that may not be reliable as the Corn Belt.
Hatfield says the weather is already less reliable in the Midwest, which has long enjoyed steady precipitation and temperatures. Now, he does not think the Corn Belt is going to turn into a dust bowl anytime soon. But Hatfield says even small changes can hurt crop yields.
I mean, all we need is maybe 2 or 3 inches less than the annual rainfall.
He says farmers could still see great yields in some seasons, and they're always tweaking crop varieties and soil management practices to adjust to changing conditions. But some farmers might not be able to afford to adapt. Benji White can't imagine trying to grow crops with less rain and moisture in his fields. He knows a lot of farmers who left the business after the drought that devastated Oklahoma in 2011.
Cost of equipment, fertilizer, lack of rain. It's just hard to make it pencil out when you're trying to do it to make a profit.
The White family is betting that Red Angus can carry their business through the climate shift. The animals are hardy and sweet, and their red hide means they'll stay cool and grow big when the next drought comes. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wirtz in Oklahoma City.